This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Light snow over the northeastern part of the state is expected early today through this afternoon with 1 to 2 inches possible. Wind chills tonight and tomorrow morning will be 0 to 25 below zero. The Hospital Board of Trustees has voted to approve requiring Campbell County health employees to have their first vaccine dose by the 14th to be in compliance with the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that all healthcare employees nationwide be vaccinated. The vote was 5 to 2. A former treasurer for the Gillette Little League has been charged with stealing nearly $29,000 from the organization. According to County 17, Rory Geis was arrested on 2 counts of felony theft and arraigned at the end of January. A registered sex offender has been given life in prison after being convicted of second and third degree sexual abuse of a minor by a Campbell County jury late last year. Terrell K. Morris is a repeat sexual offender. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Light snow over the northeastern part of the state is expected early today through this afternoon with 1 to 2 inches if possible. Wind chills tonight and tomorrow will be 0 to 25 below zero. City Councilman Eric Hansen has been selected as the new mayor of Gillette. Hansen will be sworn in on Friday and will serve the rest of the unexpired term of former Mayor Louise Carter King, which ends in January of 2023. The timeline and application process to fill the vacancy for his Ward 1 council seat will be announced soon. A Gillette woman has pleaded guilty to fraud charges in U.S. District Court. Alexa Kinney could spend 45 years in prison and be required to pay up to $1 million in fines for defrauding another woman of $100,000 in the summer of 2019 and making false claims to the Internal Revenue Service. Kinney's sentencing hearing is scheduled for March 24th. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.